This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:39. If you check out the Alice973 Instagram, Bryn totally grabbed a screenshot of the... of something that happened on the show yesterday or today or something. I was showing him rocks. But I'm scrolling through Instagram. I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's an old lady showing her rocks. Here, how you doing? So if you want to see my rock painting, please.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Look at the Alice973.
Really well
Instagram.
Done. The two you showed today, I feel like I want to take a drive up north and find one of those somewhere. Are you doing that on your... Is that in Mill Valley downtown? I can find those things, or
well, there aren't a lot of them out. There's only a couple out, but I'm waiting on this acrylic sealer because the stuff I use, if the thing gets wet, like they got ash on some of them, get ash on them because they were sitting outside and it's all kind of stuck in there. So I'm like,
oh no,
I need an acrylic sealer. So I'm waiting on that before I put any more out. But I'm going to mail you one, Vinny. Well, I'll mail it to Christina and she can hide it for you so you can feel like
you
found it.
Thank you so much. That'd be great. Appreciate it.
All right, let's do the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Canventa Life Sciences.
Oh.
Donate blood with Canventa Life Sciences and earn up to $450 for your blood donation.
Holy crap. Schedule
your appointment today at canventa.com.
No.
That's canventa.com.
That's a ton of money for blood.
Yeah. Money for blood, everybody.
All right.
Canventa.com. Schedule your appointment
right
today.
Sell your bodily fluids. Woo.
Yep. All right. So here's what's happening. I'll mention this again at Big Apple event today at 10 o'clock. You'll find out how much you need and how much you'll be spending here very soon.
I can't wait.
Also, I wanted to re-mention that ski season's going to look very different this year, and you're going to want to look at that and read about it because it looks like the strike mission, based on the weather, is out. And that's most people's plan, is sort of like, let me make sure snow just fell, and then we'll charge. I'll take a sick day, or I'll pull the kids out of school, and we'll go up right after a fresh snowfall. And that's not going to be the way things work this year. You're going to have a season pass, or you're going to have to buy your passes in advance. You kind of have to schedule it, is what it comes down to.
Right. There's not going to be any seat of the pants stuff.
No, that's some of the big resorts. I bet you. What's the place you used to like to go to? Was it Homewood?
Yeah.
They're going to all have different plans. Maybe they'll be more likely to allow you to come on a moment's notice or buy... the day before or something. I don't know. I don't know how the other resorts will handle it. The big ones, Squaw, Alpine, North Star, Mammoth.
Yep.
There were a few others. They're going to want you to make appointments in advance.
They are. Even when you get one of those big passes where formerly you were able to go whenever you wanted to any of the included resorts, that's not the case. You got to book your 7 days in advance, and you can't book another day till you spend one of the days.
Right.
So you can have as many days as you want. You just have to pre-book them, and you can only book 7 days out. And every single place is going to have their own deal going on.
Right. So the lottery hit will be if you get a day where you've already pre-scheduled and the snow has just fallen, you're going to have less crowd.
Yep.
no, you're not even going to have to deal with people at all. Really, that's the whole plan with this COVID, you know, trying to be open during a, you know, COVID is they're going to try to keep it sparsely populated, which if you've ever been in a long lift line, you know that that's...
That sucks. It ruins your day.
Right.
When you only get to really make three runs in one day because most of the time you stood in the line.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
So anyway, the ski season hopefully will be a good one, and there'll be a lot of lottery winning days. That'll be the best possible news.
Yep. I hope it goes well.
Yeah. All right, real quick, Monday Night Football, the Steelers and Titans won, and the NBA playoffs continue tonight with Game 1 of Miami versus Boston starting at 3:30, and then Game 7, winner moves on, Denver versus the LA Clippers, that's at 6 p.m., and as Sarah already mentioned, Big Brother is on tonight instead of
Woo-hoo!
Tomorrow night, so keep that in mind. A couple things for Facebook news. So Facebook says it's trying to crack down on the climate change misinformation that's out there. Scientists are saying, you're not doing enough, sir. So please stop letting people post misinformation and that gets out there as fact. And then right. suddenly you've got a bunch of people saying, that's not what I read. So Facebook says they're moving aggressively to counter climate change misinformation with a Climate Science Information Center launching, it looks like, today.
Wow.
It will connect
users.
So they're
going to wind up having to have all kinds of divisions to keep, you know, this division keeps misinformation about this off, and this one is for this one.
What they have created is this universal use location, and they've made billions of dollars off it, right?
Yep.
In my opinion, this is just me. They do have a responsibility to police some of the information that's going out there.
I agree, especially in light of what we discovered about the last election.
Right. So to me, it's something that they, whether or not they can stay on top of it at all times, it's still their job to try.
Right. I 100% agree with you. It's their moral responsibility.
That's what I expect from them. If you want all our information and you've got a database of, I don't know, how many people are on Facebook? Can someone do a quick search and tell
3
me?
3 billion people. I have no idea.
I mean, it's they've got a big audience. They have a responsibility, period.
1 billion people.
Okay. And that's, consider how many people jumped off.
Right.
Right?
Well, even though I don't use it, I still have an account. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure it's still there.
While we're on Facebook, REI recently had built this headquarters up in Bellevue, Washington, that they'd planned to move into this summer.
Oh.
And then they decided, you know, thanks to COVID, that, oh, we don't really need a workplace for people anymore. So they decided to sell it. And Facebook bought it.
Oh.
So Facebook has just bought the 400,000 square foot campus complex in Bellevue, Washington.
I'm really surprised. It does seem like of all the companies, Facebook would be one that could work from home. I'm surprised that they're buying physical space. That's all.
You know, I got a little carried away with the work from home thought process because initially it seemed like, well, what else are we going to do? And it can work. Yeah. But I also think, man, I thought about it a lot now, and we benefit greatly from having a centralized workplace. Maybe you don't go in every day,
yeah,
but we do benefit from being around our coworkers and learning from each other, especially older coworkers. There's no doubt that I've learned a ton from Michael Martin, Steve DiNardo. I could sit here and list them, but I won't do that because I'll
spare you. Every influence on a young person's life.
Right. All of these people have been great for me and if I wasn't around them, I wouldn't have learned the things that I've learned. So I think we do benefit from it. However, the workplace ends up being configured, or the work day or work week, we should still have a centralized location. I just believe. That's my thought. Anyway, hopefully
I think that's important.
What Facebook is thinking is that when this is all over, people are going to still go, you know what? We should still meet
right
in person, not on
Zoom.
Well,
and that hive activity thing can be it's just a real motivator, you know? Sometimes the best ideas come from people brainstorming around a table, not necessarily on Zoom, you know?
Right.
Or just a conversation that gets had randomly at the water cooler. Like, oh my, oh, hey, that's a great idea. We're going to
so,
be heroes.
So there's that. Here's another story for you. 1 out of 7 people say they'd end a relationship, even one that showed some potential, if the other person didn't like the same foods as them.
Oh, well, I mean,
now, that 1 in 7 isn't the, you know, that's not the highest percentage. And I do think it's important that you look at what your life would be like with someone if you're going to marry them.
You should examine that. Take a
sometimes
good hard look.
You know, you probably, if you have trouble sleeping and then that person you want to date snores, you may not want to, you may have to look elsewhere
or
decide to be
to
in different rooms,
separate rooms. Exactly.
And those kinds of things are real life decisions you need to consider. I will eat sushi, but it's not my favorite food. You know, the missus, it's her absolute most favorite thing to do in the world was to go to sushi.
Mm.
Just loved it. Could do it 3 or 4 times a week if allowed.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, you can go. I'll eat anything here. I can make an egg.
I'll be perfectly happy. Of course, you didn't want to go out anyway, right?
Honestly, once a week, yes. 3 times a week, nah. No, thanks.
And even once a week gets to be a lot. Like, I will go to sushi. That sounds delicious. I just went last week, though. So maybe, you know, let's go someplace else. Let's get some Thai food. How about that?
The survey also found 30% of people say food is more important to them than sex, which
what?
Is important probably to find out as well.
That is something that should be known.
And look, I've as much as I talk about sex and as much as I like it, I have read all your texts. I have talked with people. Some people feel like there's just more pressure there than there needs to be, and it's not as fun because they feel too much pressure to perform or whatever. I've heard other people say, you know what, after that initial, you know, get together where you're doing it a lot, it wears off. And if that's the case, okay. I don't know what to say. For me, that's not the case at all. I still like it a lot.
Mm.
And, you know, weekly is necessary. I mean, it's not daily. We had a story about one of your friends that wanted it or had to put out daily.
Every single day. Every day.
That's strange.
It's a lot. They'd been married for, I don't know, 15, 20 years at the time. Like, there wasn't a new relationship. And he comes after her every day.
And they're still together.
Oh, yeah. Very happy.
Wow.
They're a cool, interesting couple.
All right.
I'm sure their kids are thrilled to hear they do it every day.
Pumpkins, everybody. So I made a trip north of town to go check surf yesterday, and the very famous pumpkin patch. Actually, there's a couple north of town where I live, and they're filled with pumpkins right now. They're already ready. So
the
Halloween crunch is on. How it's going to look, I have no idea. Most of the big Oktoberfest events would have started this week if they hadn't been canceled. Yeah, they start early. I'm telling you, this is Halloween and Oktoberfest is such a big thing that it goes by too fast.
It's fall-ish. It's close enough. It's
right?
Summer's not even over. But okay, Oktoberfest it is.
So you'll start to see the pumpkins at the place they usually get put your town.
Wonder if they're going to be having those big kind of festival things where you go in and the kid goes on the jumpy slide and picks out
I don't
pumpkins
know if they'll do the jumpy slide, but I know they're going to figure out. Everybody to stay in business has had to figure out a way, right?
Right.
So
yes.
They're going to figure that out. As I said, I've already seen the pumpkin patches filling up. So you can expect there'll be a different process by which you get to pick out your pumpkin. You're kind of socially distanced as you walk through those things anyway, right?
Sure. Maybe they're like, don't touch a pumpkin you're not going to buy.
Right. There
but
you go.
But you do have to kind of pick it up and turn it over, you know? Like, you want to see what the back looks like. I'm going to carve this thing.
In the same vein, as people get ready for the holiday season, Sam Adams has teamed up with Auntie Anne's Pretzels.
Oh, I love those.
And they're selling Oktoberfest at-home kits.
Oh.
So I don't know if Berkeley would be interested in this. I know he's become quite the beer connoisseur.
Maybe and the baker. Maybe we can get him to make some homemade pretzels. Like, that might be good, right?
Ooh.
I'm sure there's a recipe for pretzel dough.
Each kit includes a six-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer, 10 soft pretzels, four sets of lederhosen suspenders, four hats, two glass steins, four special edition beer koozies, and a recipe book, and an Oktoberfest playlist. That's for $89.
We're doing that. That sounds fun.
The website putting this together is called givethembeer.com.
Oh, my God. I got it.
Ding, ding. Shame.
I think my kids would love that.
Would they?
I think they would. Riley, I just think that, you know, when we were in Germany, we wished we had lederhosen so bad. Because there were, you know, all the people there that were putting on the shows and walking through the streets and making it all seem authentical. They were wearing the lederhosen. And the girls wear dirndls. I think that's what they're called.
Dirndls?
Yeah, they're like, that's like the little lace-up bodice that goes underneath, like the St. Pauli girl has, you know?
Oh, right. You know those what I'm talking about? Do look good, yes.
Dress.
Very.
Dirndl.
Our text number, and I'm almost out of time, so I'll do a couple now, and then, of course, we'll read all your messages on the other side of these important messages, our commercial. Anyway, Vin, check your Facebook messages for that pumpkin patch you're talking about. It'll blow you away. All right. That's from Sentinel Steve. He's one of the local news guys here, so I'll check that out and get back to you guys as soon as we come back. My husband still chases my tail every day. 15 years married. 18 together.
Yeah, husbands are horny. Right.
You know, I've talked to husbands, though, that are like, yeah, I'm not interested. We've just been together too long. I'm not that interested, whatever. I'm still interested. So, I'm the same way. I don't get where you're, like, suddenly not.
Well, maybe their testosterone went down or something.
Maybe.
Like John's pretty freaking interested. Like, I actually feel really guilty because I can tell when he's starting to nose around. Like,
you'd think it'd be a compliment.
And it is. It's lovely. I'm like, great. Is it? Hot Nana over here. Yeah, I'll do you. You want an old lady doing stuff to you? Yeah, that's what you want, huh? Yeah, you like that, huh? Huh?
Okay.
Young whippersnapper, huh?
Let's break on that note. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.